is the Dr. Molly Show. On today's program, how to survive Labor Day accidents. Celebrity guests Billy Bob Thornton and Michael Caine. Plus, Dr. Molly answers your questions with Ask Dr. Molly. Now, your host, Dr. Molly.
Hello, friends. It's Dr. Molly. I hope you're ready for another fun-filled show. I know I am. I want to thank you all for enjoying my new radio show, The Dr. Molly Show. I just got word that my first episode is the number one show on the radio. I beat all the biggest shows. I beat the Breakfast Flakes in the Morning on 97.5, and I even beat that horrible show on WRZR. I have so many ratings because I'm so popular, you see. If you're just tuning in for the first time, I'm Dr. Molly, and although I've been ordered by the courts to state in no uncertain terms that I am not a licensed medical professional, I am here to help you and entertain you. So let's get on with the show. I have a bowl of meatballs in the microwave, and I can smell them, and I want to eat them.
Now, Dr. Molly's health tips.
For many people, the Labor Day holiday weekend signals an end to summertime fun. One last hurrah on a long weekend to enjoy a trip to the cabin, maybe a parade, or perhaps just grilling out some meat with your family and friends. But like most holidays dedicated to the social and economic contributions of the American labor movement, Labor Day is a virtual pinball machine of doom.
Pinball machine of doom.
But you need not be frightened, friends, because I'm here to tell you how to survive Labor Day accidents. Step number one, always remember this handy children's song. Stay alive on Labor Day. Don't go down the mineshaft hole. Stay alive on Labor Day. Don't burn yourself on red hot coal. If you're getting eaten by a badger, flap your arms and get real yelly. If you're choking on a radish, have a helper flex your belly. See? Easy to remember, and children have been singing it for generations. Step two, stay inside your house all weekend. No matter what anyone tells you, going outside to enjoy Labor Day is exactly what the big parade industry wants you to do. They want to throw candy in your eyes and wave at you from the back of a slow-moving convertible. Vote for me, they say, as they shake your hand, transferring dangerous germs onto your flesh. No thanks. If you want Dr. Molly's vote, you gotta come to my house and slide those Charleston chews in my mail slot and leave me out of it. So there you go, friends. Labor Day doesn't have to be Death Day. Be well.
That's been Dr. Molly's health tips.
Look at that. It's time for me to do my very important ad-libbed radio commercial. Folks, how many times have you been riding in the back of an Uber or pushing your cart at the grocery store or at a swimming pool doing some water aerobics and suddenly the urge to use a bathroom hits you like a freight train? Well, it happens to me all the time because I am on a fiber-rich diet. And when I need to go potty, I don't have time to stop doing what I'm doing and find the nearest restroom. And neither do you. And the good news is, you don't have to, because Mr. Bronson's Potty Pants can help you find your life again. I use them. I have 5 pairs. I have pleated chinos and a corduroy, and I have some wool slacks, and I have denim in relaxed fit and acid wash jean styles as well. Mr. Bronson's Potty Pants, now available in all major retail outlets, including Walmart and Target and Walgreens and Publix, the grocery chain. Oh, that's the signal for my next segment, Dr. Moley's Celebrity Guests. Hello?
Yeah, hi. I got a note here. Says I got to call Dr. Moley.
Oh, it's Billy Bob Thornton, star of the hit movie Armageddon, which stars some of my favorite actors, Bruce Willis, Ben Affleck, Liv Tyler.
Yeah, whatever this is, I'm not into it.
Steve Buscemi, Owen Wilson, and the late, great Michael Clark Duncan. That man could certainly act.
Oh, I get it. You're a jackass like Borat.
Yes. Thanks for calling in, Billy Bob Thornton. I'll catch you next time. Michael Caine on line two.
Dr. Moley, my old friend. How are you?
Well, if you must know, Michael Caine, I had the most amazing breakfast this morning. I've been eating so much canned pumpkin as part of my canned pumpkin diet, but I said, no, Dr. Moley is not eating canned pumpkin for breakfast this morning. Do you want to know what I had?
I am on the edge of my seat.
I had a big bowl of pork loin.
I am so glad for you.
Thank you, Michael Caine. And good luck with your movie.
If you've got a question, he's got an answer. It's Ask Dr. Moley.
Let me just open up my Facebook page, facebook.com/Dr. Moley. Alexander Sarg writes, Dr. Moley, can you tell us what you'd consider some particularly challenging cases you've had to tackle? Oh, my. Once I was in my office, and a man came in waving around a palm tree. Just a small one in a pot like you'd have. In fact, it might have come from my reception area. I didn't see him walk in. Anyway, he was waving around this potted palm tree, and I had to tackle him right down on the ground. And I did, and I kind of enjoyed it because I am a pacifist by nature, but this was kind of exciting, as you might imagine. So, yes, that was a challenging case I had to tackle. Next, Christopher Rowe writes, Dr. Moley, they are opening a legal medical marijuana dispensary near my hometown. I'm interested in what kind of pills, ointments, or unguents I might find there. Which ones are the best, and which ones I should take home to use for the different ailments? Thank goodness you're still on my HMO. I'm on everybody's HMO. Don't you know, Christopher Rowe? Anyway, I just got back from a conference in Denver, Colorado on medical marijuana, and I learned several key details about ointments and medical marijuana and different things. And I don't remember any of them because of the marijuana is so powerful, and my brain just went all to sleep on me. I did eat a big bag of chips, and I remember that being pretty good. So maybe start there. You know, Frito-Lay Do Us a Flavors are back, and now is the best time for this medical marijuana dispensary to open up near your hometown. You can take advantage of those chips. Next, Dennis Hall writes, if I'm ever offered a red pill or a blue pill, which would the doc recommend? Well, that's a classic medical query, Dennis. I would recommend the red pill first. Sean O'Keefe writes, Dr. Moley, what was your childhood like? Well, I could fill 5 or 6 episodes of the Dr. Moley Show talking about my childhood. Instead, I will tell you one anecdote. Only one anecdote, Sean O'Keefe. One day, I was 5 years old, and I was a little boy just trying to do my thing, and a man came to the house selling bottles of medicine oil, and I grabbed his hat, and I threw it in the pond, Sean. I did. It was a big hat, and I grabbed that floppy hat right off his head, and I threw it right in the pond. It was a retention pond. The neighbors had a sheep farm, and it was full of feces. That man was so upset. And later on, I found out he was my real father. Something to think about, for sure. Lucas Kropinski writes, do non-physical but substantial ideas exist in our reality, or are they just a concept created by the human mind? Well, look who scored an A in their theoretical physics class at the community college. Good on you, Lucas. It is an interesting question, though, and I believe that a non-physical but substantial idea is just a concept created by the human mind. Next, Daniel Segarra writes, Dr. Moley, glad you're back sharing your expertise. Oh, thank you. I can't wait to hear your show. What do you think of celebrity endorsements when it comes to pills? Well, Daniel, I'm not in favor of celebrity endorsements because even celebrities will lie to you for money. Except me. Please buy a pair of Mr. Bronson's potty pants today. They will save your life. Next, Anthony Duchek writes, Dear Dr. Moley, sir, could God microwave a burrito so hot he himself could not eat it? Well, Anthony, that is a theological question for the ages. Unfortunately, you didn't indicate which God you're speaking about. It could be Quetzalcoatl or Odin, or it could be Zeus or Neptune or Mercury, any number of gods, really. So, for now, I'll just have to say the jury is out. And thank you for your question. All this talk about microwaved burritos has got me very hungry, and I smell my bowl of microwaved meatballs really cooking up a storm in there. So I gotta go. It's time to eat. It's time to go, and I want to thank our biggest sponsor, jasonsvoices.com, for hosting our program. Thank you as well to Mr. Bronson's Potty Pants for sponsoring the show. I've been using them this whole show, and you didn't even know it. Next week on the Dr. Moley Show, I'll have more celebrity guests, and I'll answer some more questions, and I'll even have some other segments that I haven't thought about yet. It's the number one show on the radio. It's the Dr. Moley Show. I love you.
This has been the Dr. Moley Show. Be sure to tell your family and friends to listen to the Dr. Moley Show.